I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire. My clothes may still be torn and tattered, but in my heart I'd be a king. Your love is all that ever mattered. It's tell me you're mine evermore. Must I forever be a beggar whose golden dreams will not come true? Or will I go from rags to riches? My fate is up to you. Must I forever be a beggar whose golden dreams will not come true? Or will I go from rags to riches? My fate is up.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Boom, boom, boom.
It's flick number three. Terrence's five flicks. He picked Goodfellas from 1990, one of my favorite movies, my favorite Martin Scorsese movie. It's rated as 8.7 out of 10 on Incident Movie Database, which is very, very high. It is in the top 250. It is down as the number 17 movie on Internet Movie Database. The budget was $25 million, and it made $46.8 million. And then, of course, after that, it's on every HBO, Showtime, Fox, ABC, CBS, Nesson, Disney Channel. It's everywhere. It's always on. And what's funny is I always watch it. Wherever it is, I watch it. It's one of those movies. It doesn't really matter where it is. And it's funny because here we are. It came out in 1990. I saw this in the theater with my girlfriend at the time and her friends. This is 28 years ago. And the violence in it was way over the top at the time. But then when you compare it to something even 11 years later, like Black Hawk Down from 2001, it seems kind of tame. There's a couple of scenes that are a little over the top, I guess, when you first see the movie, but I'm sort of numb to it just from seeing it so many times. And over the years, of course, watching so many violent things in the movies and on TV. But it's probably the best movie about gangsters you will ever see. It's the story of Henry Hill and his life in the mob. It covers his relationship with his wife, Karen. Karen, why did you do that, Karen? Karen Hill and his mob partners, Jimmy Conway, who's De Niro, and Tommy DeVito, who's Joe Pesci, who won an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor, who's very chilling in this movie, in the Italian-American Crime Syndicate, of course. It's a biography and it's also a crime movie starring Ray Liotta, who lobbied to get this movie himself, Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci, Lorraine Bracco, and Paul Sorvino, many of whom you can see in, like, The Sopranos later on, too. Lorraine Bracco, of course, played the psychiatrist in The Sopranos, as well as Spider, who is Chris Imperioli, I believe his name is, who is in Sopranos later on. And you get to see, like, all these Italian-Americans from, like, years of Scorsese movies, as well as other Hollywood flicks. You'll recognize a whole bunch of people in there. In the background here is Layla, Piano Exit, from the soundtrack. And this, Scorsese was brilliant with this, as he has in most of his flicks. It's just one of those pieces of music where it goes with the movie. As soon as you've seen the movie with this piece of music in it, you're never going to think of the, you'll never not think of the movie when you hear this music. So this is during the scene where all the bodies start showing up. Layla from Eric Clapton is playing in the background. It's rated R. It's got a runtime of 2 hours and 26 minutes. It's from Warner Brothers Studios. Fantastic movie. My opinion is the best movie of 1990. I believe Dances with Wolves won that year. And Goodfellas by far was a better movie. It's just a better movie. I love Dances with Wolves, but Goodfellas, over time, it's the better movie. The soundtrack is mostly 1950s to 1970s rock and roll with some easy listening lounge music peppered in there as well. One of my favorite soundtracks from a movie as well. Again, nominated for 6 Oscars. Joe Pesci won Best Supporting Actor for his role as Tommy DeVito, and it also was up for 5 Golden Globes. This would have been our scene of the week. Terrence and I were going to do a scene from Goodfellas today, but instead of doing that, since I'm by myself here, I'm just going to play a little scene for you after the piano exit here. So we'll do Goodfellas for the next few minutes, the soundtrack from Goodfellas, here on Watch This with Chris Earle. It's 5 Flicks number 3. Back in a moment.
Something on the road. You mean it?
What happened,
Jim?
How are you? What happened?
Oh, I haven't seen you so long. What happened for you? I hate to see him that way. How are you? Good. What happened? Tell me what happened. Well, he came in. Yous came in. I figured,
I'm so happy
to see him. Look, go inside. Make yourselves comfortable.
I'll make you something to eat. Go to sleep.
No, I can't sleep. Not while he's home. No, I haven't seen him so long. I want to see him. Yous go inside.
This stuff is great, but it's like lint.
So tell me, where have you been? I haven't seen you. You haven't even called or anything. Where have you been?
Well, Mom, I've been working nights.
And?
Well, tonight we were out late. We took a ride on the out to the country, and we hit one of those deers. That's where the blood came from. I told you. Jimmy told you before. I'm gonna change. Anyway, you know, it reminds me, I need this knife. I'm gonna take this. It's okay?
Okay, yeah.
I just need it for
bring
a little
it back, though, you know.
Well, the poor thing, you know, I hit him in his, we hit the deer in his paw. What do you call it?
The paw.
The hoof got caught in that grill. Oh. I gotta hack it off.
Ooh.
Ma, it's a sin. You gotta leave it there, you know. So, anyway, I'll bring your knife back after I do that. Anyway.
Delicious.
Thank you. Why don't you get yourself a nice girl?
I get a nice one almost every night, Ma.
Yeah, but get yourself a girl so you could settle down. That's what I mean.
I settle down almost every night, but then in the morning I'm free. I love you. I want to be with you.
Why don't you settle down?
How's your friend Henry there? Henry, what's the matter? You don't talk too much.
What you talking a little bit? What are you quiet for?
You don't eat much. You don't talk much.
I'm just listening.
What's the matter? Something wrong with you?
You remind me of when we were kids, when Paris used to visit one another, and there was this man. He would never talk. He would just sit there all night, not say a word. So they says to him, what's the matter, Compari? Don't you talk? Don't you say anything? He says, what am I going to say? That my wife two times me? So she says to him, shut up, you're always talking. But in Italian, it sounds much nicer, you know.
Nudo content. Yeah,
that's it.
What's that mean?
Nudo means he's content to be a jerk. Well, he doesn't care. Who knows it? He's content.
Did Tom ever tell you about my painting?
No.
Look at this.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah. I like this one. The dog, one dog goes one way and the other dog goes the other way.
One is going east and the other one is going west. So what?
And this guy's saying, what do you want from me? The guy's got a nice head of white hair. Look how beautiful with the dog. It looks the same. Yeah. They
looks like somebody we know.
not officially on the soundtrack. And the Stones are good like that. They'll lend their song to the movie, but they won't include them on the actual soundtrack. So that's Monkey Man when Ray Liotta is hiding from the DEA, doing a lot of coke. He's stirring his sauce. He's picking up his brother. He's getting some vitamin B shots on his bum. That's happening then, including this. This is from the Goodfellas soundtrack, Sunshine of Your Love, here on Watch This. Here with you till 7 p.m.
It's getting near dawn when lights close the tired eyes. I'll soon be with you, my love. Give you my dawn surprise.
In the middle of Terrence's flick number 3, he picked Goodfellas from 1990, one of my favorites. Great soundtrack.
walking in the sand, walking hand in hand. The night was so exciting. Remember, smile was so inviting. Remember, then he touched my cheek. Remember, with his fingertips, softly, softly we'd meet.
Everything gonna be all right this morning.
Yes,
oh yeah. Yeah. Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah. Now when I was a young boy,
yeah,
at the age of five, my mother said I was gonna be the greatest man alive. But now I'm a man, way past 21. I want you to leave me, baby. I have lots of fun. I'm a man. I spell him H-I-N. That rubber than man. Lovers, man. I'm a man.
Yeah.
I'm a rolling stone. I'm a man.
Yeah.
I'm a hoochie coochie man. Sitting on the outside. Just me and my mate. You know I made the moon, honey. Come up 2 hours late. Wasn't that a man?
Yeah.
Man. The lion I shoot and will never miss. When I make love to a woman, she can't resist. I think I go down to old Kansas too. I'm gonna bring back my second cousin. That's little John the Conqueror. Setting out that line, I can make love to your woman in 5 minutes time.
that I mean. Yeah! I spell him H-I-N. That rubber then I'm grown. Man. Well, 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 well. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Don't hurt me, don't hurt me, child.
The amazing Muddy Waters, everyone, from the Goodfellas soundtrack from 1990. Let's move on to the next of the five flicks today. Here on Watch This, Catch Me If You Can from 2002. So this is by John Williams. The movie was directed by Steven Spielberg. Again, it's Catch Me If You Can from 2002. It's biography and also a crime movie. And it's pretty family-oriented, too. This is a great, great movie. I'd give this an A or an A-minus. It's one of my favorites. Watching it again, it was really great to see it again. It stars Leonardo DiCaprio and Tom Hanks. Christopher Walken's in it. He plays his father. Martin Sheen shows up. A very young Amy Adams shows up, as well as Jennifer Garner as the whore that he pays in the hotel. The plot is the story of Frank Abagnale Jr. Before his 19th birthday, he successfully forged millions of dollars worth of checks while posing as a Pan Am pilot, a doctor, and a legal prosecutor as a seasoned and dedicated FBI agent played by Tom Hanks pursues him. It's from DreamWorks again. It was directed by Steven Spielberg. He knows how to make a movie. It was rated PG-13. Runtime 2 hours and 21 minutes. Again, soundtrack by John Williams. One of the best soundtracks, I think, that he has done. This in the background, of course, is Frank Sinatra that plays during a pinnacle scene in the movie Catch Me If You Can. This was first going to be made actually back in 1981 with Dustin Hoffman. And it had sat in studio hell for over 20 years before it was finally made. Steven Spielberg's first choice was actually James Gandolfini, not Tom Hanks, for the role of, I believe it's Handratty is the FBI agent's name. It's got a 8.1 out of 10 IMDb score. It's in the top 250 movies on the Internet Movie Database, ranking in at number 216. So people like this movie. It had a budget of $52 million, and it made $352.1 million back in 2002. And I saw this again in the movie theater. I loved it. I loved it then, and I love it now. It's holding the test of time pretty well. It was nominated for 2 Oscars and a Golden Globe for... Walken and for John Williams, and a Golden Globe went to a Golden Globe for Leonardo DiCaprio, who's nominated for it. So it was nominated for 2 Oscars and 1 Golden Globe. Nobody won, but Christopher Walken was nominated, as well as John Williams, and the Golden Globe for Leonardo DiCaprio. So a couple of tracks from Catch Me If You Can from 2002 here on Watch This. Thanks for watching. Here with you till 7 p.m.
Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
Embrace me, my sweet embraceable you. Embrace me, you irreplaceable you. Just one look at you, my heart grew tipsy in me. You and you alone bring out the gypsy in me. I love all the many charms about you. Above all, I want my arms about you. Don't be a naughty baby. Come to Papa, do. My sweet embraceable you. many charms about you. Above all, I want my arms about you. Don't be a naughty baby. Come to Papa, come to Papa, do. My sweet embrace of you.
Yes, it's Christmas at the end of March. And Catch Me If You Can, they talk every Christmas. And of course, Nat King Cole plays in the background.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, Nat King Cole. Isn't that nice? Beautiful. So again, that's from Catch Me If You Can. Just briefly, I'm going to do flick five of Terrence's five flicks. It's The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3 from 2009. It was a remake done by director Tony Scott, who is Ridley Scott's brother. And unfortunately, we lost him a couple of years ago. But it's a great movie. Terrence and I actually saw it in Ireland when we were over there in 2009. It is a American thriller. It's about a train dispatcher played by Denzel Washington, who's pressed into the role of a negotiator after criminal John Travolta takes a subway car of passengers hostage. It's a great little flick. Check it out. It's rated R by Columbia Pictures. It's got an hour and 40-minute running time. Soundtrack is by a guy named Harry Gregson Williams, which I'm playing in the background here. It had a budget of $100 million, made $150. It's got a 6.4 out of 10 on IMDb.
So a little lower than the other four, but still a great flick. And Terrence picked this one for his five flicks today. So again, it's five flicks today on Watch This with Chris Earl. Coming up next, the Alpha Genre Movie Quiz. 855-915-9636 is the phone number. The Alpha Genre Movie Quiz. You're listening to Watch This on WMFO here in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. We are going to move on to the Alpha Genre Movie Quiz, and we have a caller on the line. Hello, caller. Are you ready to play the Alpha Genre Movie Quiz? Are you there? Are you there, caller? Hello. I cannot hear the caller. Try calling me back. 855-915-WMFO. All right, and we will do the Alpha Genre Movie Quiz. I will be playing some tunes in the background as we wait for our caller to call us back in. Here we go. WMFO in Medford. WMFO in Medford, can you hear me? Let's try again. WMFO, can you hear me? Hold on 1 second. I believe I have two callers calling me right now. Let's see. Let's try this again. Hold on. All right, Matthew, are you there? WMFO.
Hello.
Hello. Who is this? I've got like four people calling in at once. Who we got?
This is GC calling.
GC, okay. Are you ready for the Alpha Genre Movie Quiz? Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
The theme of the week is the Western. The Western is the theme of the week, and I apologize to the other callers who were trying to call through here. GC got through. Alpha Genre Movie Quiz. You are going to win a copy of either a good movie or a crappy one. Today's genre is the Western. The Dirty Dozen, 12 highly recommended picks from a genre. This week is the Western. Here are my 12 Western movies that you need to watch before you die, GC. Are you ready?
I am.
I'm going to give you a list of the 12, and then I will give you the quiz. The list is High Noon from 1952, The Searchers from 1956, Rio Bravo from 1959, Bruce Cassidy and the Sundance Kid from 1969, The Magnificent...
Would that be Butch?
I'm sorry?
Oh, that's right.
It is Butch Cassidy in the Sundance Kid.
Very good.
Yeah. The Magnificent Seven. That's not a quiz. I'll give you a bonus point for that one, since that was my own typo there. The Magnificent Seven from 1960. The Good, Bad, and the Ugly from 1966. True Grit from 1969. Silverado from 1985. Dances with Wolves from 1990. Unforgiven from 1992. Tombstone from 1993, and The Quick and the Dead from 1995. The quiz should take us about 10 minutes. Are you ready? You need to get 8 or above in order to win the DVD, and today's DVD is The Big Lebowski. Are you ready?
Okay. I also want a prize for taking dictation that quickly. Go.
All right, here we go. Who is the star of the film High Noon? Is it A, Gary Cooper, B, Lloyd Bridges, C, Jeff Bridges, or D, Lon Chaney Jr.?
A, Gary Cooper.
That is correct.
Ding, ding, ding.
And we gave you a bonus of 1, remember, too. So you have 2 points on the board right now. You need to get 8. How many members were there in the Magnificent Seven? Were there 7? Were there 3? Were there 8? Or were there 5?
I'm going to go with 7.
That is correct. Very, very good. Woo-hoo. You are on your way, GC. In the movie, The Quick and the Dead, who is the female lead? Is it A, Charlize Theron? Is it B, Leonardo DiCaprio? C, Sharon Stone? Or D, Jennifer Jason Leigh?
I'm going to pick Jennifer Jason Leigh.
That is incorrect.
Because she was the female lead, and Leo DiCaprio was one of the choices.
That is right. It is Charlize Theron. That is incorrect.
Okay.
In the movie Tombstone, who plays Doc Holliday? Is it Kurt Russell, Val Kilmer, Dennis Quaid, or Powers Booth?
Dennis Quaid.
That is incorrect. He played Doc Holliday in another movie, actually. He played Doc Holliday in Wyatt Earp, but very good guess. Who wrote Unforgiven? Was it A, David Webb Peoples? Was it B, Clint Eastwood? Was it C, Richard Harris? Or was it D, Gene Hackman? Who wrote Unforgiven?
I'll go with D, Gene Hackman.
That is incorrect. It was David Webb Peoples. Gene Hackman, of course, did play the sheriff in Unforgiven, the bad sheriff.
And is an actor, not an author, after all.
Correct. In the movie, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, who played the Sundance Kid? Was it Robert Redford? Was it Paul Newman? Was it Dennis Hopper? Or was it John Wayne?
It was Paul Newman.
That is incorrect. He actually played Butch. It was Robert Redford who played the Sundance Kid. You have 1, 2, 3, 4. You have 2 out of 6 right now, but you have 3 points. So you need to get 5 more out of the 6. Are you ready?
Yes.
In the movie The Searchers from 1956, John Wayne was the big Western star. Who was its famous 4-time Academy Award-winning Hollywood director? Was it A, Tex Arkansas? Was it B, Billy Wilder? Was it C, John Ford? Or was it D, Alfred Hitchcock?
It was B, Billy Wilder.
That is correct. It was Billy Wilder, the director of The Searchers. Number 8.
Okay.
What actor does not appear in Silverado from 1985? John Cleese, Val Kilmer, Kevin Costner, or Linda Hunt? Which actor does not appear in Silverado?
John Cleese.
That is incorrect. He actually plays a bartender in it. Val Kilmer does not appear in Silverado. Okay, it's coming down to the gun. Are you ready? You need to get the next 4 right in order to win the big prize. In the movie Rio Bravo from 1956, what is the name of John Wayne's character?
Is it A, The Dude? Is it B, John T. Chance? Is it C, Feathers? Or is it D, Colorado Kid?
D, Colorado Kid.
That is incorrect. He was John T. Chance. John T. Chance. I am going to give you the other three questions. You will get a consolation DVD. It is a crappier movie than The Big Lebowski.
Oh,
you will get a copy of Frogs on DVD. That is going to be your prize.
Frogs?
Frogs. It's a cheap horror movie from the 70s. Correct. Who is Kevin Costner's love interest in Dances with Wolves? Is it Stands with a Fist? Is it F's Like a Bunny? Is it Dances the Twist? Or is it Two Dogs Humping?
I think it Stands the Twist.
It is Stands with a Fist. It is Stands with a Fist. It is not Dances the Twist.
I just didn't want to say anything with a fist.
Yes, I understand. Each are worth a bonus point. However, you cannot reach the bonus points. What was John Wayne's character's name in True Grit? Not multiple choice. Do you know?
No, the Colorado Kid.
It was Rooster Cogburn. And finally, name the good character that Clint Eastwood played in The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly from 1966.
I'm going to go with the Colorado Kid.
He is the man with no name, or also called Blondie in the movie. But you will get a copy of Frogs on DVD. I will take your information and I will send that off to you. So thank you for playing the Alpha Genre Movie Quiz today.
You're very welcome.
And
thank you for letting me.
Thanks for going to the movies.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
All right. Thank you, JC. It's Watch This on WMFO here in Medford, Massachusetts. The Big Picture is coming out next with Shay and Derek. Would you guys like to play Now Showing? It's basically the top 10 movies that are in the theaters right now, and we basically say, see it, rent it, or skip it, and that's it. That's pretty much it. My buddy Terrence had a funeral to go to today, so he is out today. But Derek Gary is here in Shay Spillane, and they're getting set up for their show.
I'll tell you to avoid bad movies all day long.
So basically, Now Showing is the segment here on Watch This. It's choices on what to see that's currently showing in the theaters right now. So we discuss the top 10 movies that are out right now. And each one, do we want to see it? Do we want to wait for the rental, which basically comes out in 2 to 3 months now?
Yeah.
Or do we have absolutely no interest at all? So I'm going to give you the top 10 for the weekend of 324 to 326. I'll give you the name of the movie and what it's about, and you guys tell me. See it, rent it, or skip it. Simple as that. Top 10 for the weekend of 324 to 326. At number one is Pacific Rim Uprising. It's rated PG-13. It is an hour and 51 minutes. It's an action-adventure movie. Jake, the son of Stacker, reunites with Mako to lead a new generation of Jaeger pilots, including his rival and 15-year-old hacker Amara, against a new threat. It made $28.1 million over the weekend. It's got a 6.1 out of 10 score on IMDb. Derek, Pacific Rim Uprising. See it, rent it, or skip it.
I love the first one, but it's rent it.
It's a rent it. How about yourself, Shay?
I'd say only if I'm going to stop halfway through to make out with somebody. That's the only way I'm watching that movie.
All right.
I'll take Shay to see it.
So we got to see it. I'm going to skip it. I never saw the first one. I'm going to skip that one.
It's just not my bag anyways. That's first like the sort of thing I'd watch for a dude.
Mm-hmm,
first
mm-hmm.
one's great. I will say, first one is great, and I recommend seeing the first one if you haven't.
I might rent the first one, now that you said that. I don't know much about Pacific Rim. Black Panther is number two. The king of Wakanda rises to the throne, and we all know about this one because it's been out for 6 weeks, and it's made another $17.1 million. Its total is $631.4 million after 6 weeks. I'm on the rented on this one. How about yourself, Derek?
See it again.
See it again, Black it Panther. Again. You already saw it.
It's awesome.
Okay. All right.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's awesome.
See, I've been on the fence. Like, that's this one I've been on the fence on, whether I want to see it in theaters or just rent it. It does strike me as the sort of thing, like, the same reason that I really wanted to see Dark Knight in theaters, mm-hmm. was just that, like, you know, cinematically, it's like it's good on a gigantic screen. But yeah, I'm on the fence. I mean, it's already been out for 6 weeks. It's making good numbers, so I have a couple weeks to think about it.
So you're in between see it and rent it.
Highly recommend it. Great, great, entertaining, and a little bit different than the rest of the superhero movies that are out there. So yeah, go see that.
All right. You might push me over to see it. We'll see in the next couple of weeks whether I get to see that one. I'm going to see the matinee, though. I think I'll see the matinee, maybe. I Can Only Imagine is the name of the next one. The inspiring and unknown true story behind Mercy Me's beloved chart-topping song. It brings ultimate hope to so many people and is a gripping reminder of the power of true forgiveness. I am going skip it because I don't even know who Mercy Me is on this one. How about yourself, Derek?
I just bought like the new Criterion version of Night of the Living Dead. Mm-hmm. I'll be watching that instead.
Okay.
Zero.
So we got to skip it. How about yourself, Shade? You know who Mercy Me is?
Yes, I
Can Only Imagine.
Do know who Mercy Me is, and I do know that song. Mm-hmm. And accordingly, I'm going to skip it. They're a Christian band.
If it was a song about going to make you sweat.
15 years of that was enough in my life, I think.
Mm-hmm, if it was a movie about going to make you sweat by CNC Music Factory, I'm all over that.
I will go with that.
How about this next one? Number 4 out of the 10 is Sherlock Gnomes. It's an animation adventure comedy. It's an hour and 26 minutes, so it's a quickie. Garden Gnomes, Gnomeo and Juliet, very clever, recruit renowned detective Sherlock Gnomes to investigate the disappearance of other garden ornaments. I'm going to go rent it on this one. It's got a 4.7 out of 10, so people don't really like it. I'd do a rent it on this one, I think.
I'm going to say it's a 19% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. That's maybe the worst I've ever seen.
Uh-huh.
I'd say rent it. This seems like the type of thing that I would watch with my 4-year-old niece, you know?
Okay.